Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Usually for the episodes of this series, I have stories about swarms of locusts, or meteors and weird weather, or rivers turning red, or that sort of thing. Today is a little different, and needs to be taken with absolute seriousness. In recent weeks, the men and women of the United Nations have issued various statements and proposals that all call for basically the same thing, that in the present crisis, the United Nations should have more power, and that the people of the world should and must rally around the UN in order to solve our problems. It's a call for a planetary government, one that unites the world under one banner. So for today's episode of End Times Watch, we're going to have a look at the latest proposal, which I'm going to characterize at the end as the new Tower of Babel. I can't read the headline or post it because it explicitly names things that aren't okay with our lovely hosts, but here's most of it. Headline from the UN, new social contract needed to combat, redacted, Guterres. Guterres is the UN Secretary General, the head of the UN. The redacted portion makes a reference to unequal distribution of resources using the language of the affliction. So here's the quick summary of this piece. It outlines all the problems we're facing, including the things being opposed to by the agents of chaos. It uses the language of the agents of chaos and says that now is the time to propose a new social contract for everyone on the planet in order to address the problems that we're all facing. It's an eyebrow-raising proposition if there ever was one, and as far as I know, there's been little reporting on this. If you don't know why this should be so concerning, let's get into what this proposal really is. First, let's define the social contract. It's a term from political theory and political philosophy, originating largely in the minds of the likes of Thomas Hobbes, John Locke, and most famously Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the father of the French Revolution. Keep Rousseau and his fruits in mind for the rest of the video. According to this view, a person's moral and/or political obligations are dependent upon a contract or agreement among them to form the society in which they live. It is the basis of all upheaval ideologies, including classical liberalism, and fuels most of the unpleasant political philosophies we see today, and it absolutely serves as the foundation for the beliefs of the agents of chaos. Rousseau's formulation, like Locke and Hobbes, was based on the state of nature. That is, human beings were most free without government, but because of the problems related to other persons and resources, and the need to protect their rights, it was necessary to freely come together and establish a government to protect rights, based on the view of the rights of man. At the basis of this view is that government comes together by the consent of the governed. Sound familiar? It should. It's also an American idea, and it's not a Catholic one at all. The Catholic view is that God permits governments to exist and kings or other rulers to have power, and we have duties from God to be obedient to the government unless that government begins to reject the natural and divine law of God, and the kings and rulers have duties to the people that derive from God. It was also said often in some circles that kings and other rulers would have a much harder time at their judgment because of all the power they had. This social contract was formulated to, quite literally, get away from the view of human nature and politics promoted by the Catholic Church. It worked, and since the mid-17th century, we've lived with the increasingly bitter fruits of that theory. Which brings us back to the United Nations. The use of the term social contract is meant to invoke the history of the democratic peoples of the world, and to rally the people to demand unity across the world. The UN has been pushing hard for greater authority in recent months, especially since the beginning of the affliction, and now with the rise of the agents of chaos, the UN is framing its arguments for greater power and the need to fight the affliction, and the need to side with the agents of chaos in their idolatry of the flesh, and the arguments they make in general. In other words, this argument from the UN is steeped in the language of the errors I spoke about in yesterday's video on Fatima, and that should be enough to reject their proposition. The UN Secretary General invoked Mandela and released a statement on July 18th, which is the secular feast day of Nelson Mandela. Guterres chose that day to issue statements using the language of the Agents of Chaos, and that by itself is very, very revealing. This call for a social contract is one that endorses the Agents of Chaos, the errors Our Lady warned us about and can only lead us to dark places. But that is why they promote this idea, to further push the values that really began in earnest in France in 1789, and to promote them around the world, to unite everyone under the banner of a single governing body. That is the aim, and of course the UN believes it should be the UN that is that one body. As part of this, the UN is also advocating a quote-unquote temporary institution of a temporary basic income, targeting the people most affected by the destabilization from the imminent collapse of civilization. These things are never temporary in practice. Now, this program will never see the light of day as long as the UN's social contract proposal doesn't happen. Normally, I'd say that the chances of it happening are remote, but given how this year has gone so far, who really knows? That's all I've got for now. Let me know your thoughts on this in the comments. Please pray for the church and for the secular rulers who should know better than to build this new Tower of Babel. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.